You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the delicious culinary art scene in our community. And joining us today to talk about that is John Reyes from Eater.com. Hi, John.
Hi, Lisa.
It's February, and that's a big month for eating out, not just because it's my birthday, but we all know February 14th, which is on a Friday, I noted this year. So I think that's going to make Valentine's Day dining like a three-day weekend at least. You agree?
Absolutely.
But before we get to that, let's talk about you a bit, John, since this is your first time joining us here as a co-host of this segment. How did you get into writing about food?
It started about 10 years ago. I think I had too much time on my hands, so I just decided to start up a food blog. My love for food has been around all my life. It started with my dad, who, you know, used to do all the cooking for family gatherings and even just for us at home. And I continue the tradition where I do all the cooking at home now.
Nice.
I did think about going to culinary school at one point, but I decided that's not for me. And I got formal training for being a sommelier, which is a wine and beverage specialist.
Right.
I've done it in the past. I've worked retail and I've done wine tastings and such. But right now I'm just really comfortable being a dad and writing about food.
Do you have a signature dish?
I have a lot, but the one that I really love making is braised short ribs in Pinot Noir.
Nice.
With maybe some, you know, mashed celery root on the side. It's so indulgent and delicious, and I just love the process.
And if people are not familiar with Eater.com, what exactly are we talking about?
Eater.com is a national website that focuses in on food and the dining experience. Each major city has their own version of Eater, so there's Eater LA, Eater New York, Eater Chicago, and I cover the Ann Arbor and Washtenaw area for Eater Detroit.
How long have you been doing that?
About 4 years.
Wow.
4 years.
So Valentine's Day, as I said, is on a Friday. What are some of your recommendations of where people might want to go to celebrate?
Valentine's Day could be a tricky proposition for a lot of people. There's a lot of pressure to find that right place and have that perfect date for incurable romantics like me. It's a challenge. We want to do it. But if you're more like my wife, it's the exact opposite. So there's all kinds of different relationships. So there's many different types of places to go and have the quote-unquote perfect date.
Do you have a top choice?
I was going to go with something that's just kind of the classic Valentine's Day romantic meal.
And that would be?
Dessous.
And what type of restaurant is that?
Dessous is on the basement level on Main Street.
Okay.
And it's really elegant and intimate, and there's, you know, the classic white tablecloths and, you know, well-appointed servers. They have a global menu that was designed by local Ann Arbor chef Eve Aronoff, who's, you know, kind of the local legend around here.
Yes.
Another place that I really enjoy for date night is The Last Word. That is in downtown Ann Arbor, and it's a modern speakeasy. So you enter off of the street, walk down some stairs, there's no signage or anything, and you walk into this, you know, this dark, moody place with a lot of, you know, rich colored woods and bartenders dressed in vests and ties offering, you know, putting together these beautiful drinks.
Do they get creative with the cocktails there?
They do. They do. Their menu is set up like a book, with each chapter being a different style of drink.
Wow.
You know, going from whiskey drinks to classic drinks to new innovative drinks. And they have a really good food menu, and they usually have live music playing. And it's not the type of live music where, you know, it commands your attention.
Right.
It's great background music.
Now, when you call it a modern speakeasy, is that because it was created to be a speakeasy? I've been to some in New York that supposedly had been there for decades, but this one, not necessarily?
No, it's been around for, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years.
But it's a speakeasy style.
It's a speakeasy style.
Why do you think it's a good place for Valentine's Day?
Because it's a great place to, it's dark and it's romantic and it's a great place to have a conversation.
Okay, another choice, anything in Ypsilanti?
Yes, I love Dolores.
Oh yeah, we've had the owners on, the food's good.
And it's a nondescript building off of Michigan Avenue. And it's really just as far as food is concerned, it's a taqueria. They have tacos and flautas and tortilla soup and just standard, you know, fast casual Mexican food. But what I love about this is they have a long list of tequilas and mezcals. And what they do is they make a lot of classic cocktails like Negroni or an Old Fashioned, and they substitute mezcal and tequila for a little bit of a twist.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, or you could just have it straight. A lot of them are really sippable, and there's something about tequila and mezcal where it's you kind of have this feeling that you're letting loose a little bit.
Yeah, we want to relax. Mm-hmm. And for those of us who may or may not have a date for Valentine's Day, you have one more option?
Yes, the Alley Bar. Alley
Bar
in Ann Arbor. It's been around since the late 1800s in different forms. But
the late 1800s?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, there's archival pictures of, you know, people pulling up with their horse, you know, getting deliveries in whatever shop was there at the time. But it's your classic dive bar with loud music and strong drinks. It's just a great place to let loose. You know, if you choose not to celebrate Valentine's Day, and you're there, you know, with just some friends, or with a date, it's a lot of fun.
Which restaurant are you going to for Valentine's Day?
I am not.
Oh, what will you be doing?
My wife does not like Valentine's Day, which I found out the hard way.
Oh boy, that'll be our next segment.
So I think we're gonna stay home. I'm gonna make some dinner. We'll send my son out for some tacos, and you know, we'll probably watch some mindless rom-com on TV.
And you're cooking?
I think I'm going to make scallops and grits.
Do you have a good recipe for that?
Yeah, it's as simple as can be. For scallops, to sear them, you know, just dry them off with paper towels,
okay.
Sprinkle some salt and pepper, and melt, you know, about a tablespoon each of butter and vegetable oil in a pan. When that gets hot, put the scallops in there, spread them out a little bit, and just let them sit there for 90 seconds. Do not move them. Then after 90 seconds, you flip them over for another 90 seconds, and voila, you're done.
That's it?
Yes.
And they're tasty?
Oh, they're luscious.
Eater.com, what do you have coming up? What will we be reading from you this month?
My latest roundup of new restaurants to the Ann Arbor area was just released a few days ago, and later on this month, I'm going to actually put out a more expansive list on date night places.
Okay, new restaurants, date nights. We'll look forward to reading those. John Reyes from Eater.com. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts. Welcome, and we appreciate your input.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here.